Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the program. The biggest news around Marion this week is the Rocket basketball team snapped a 51-game losing streak. Very significant victory in and of itself, because it moved the Rockets to the semifinal round of the All-A Classic. That's the small school Class A tournament, and it's over in Dawson Springs. And the first round was played here at Crittenden County on Tuesday night, and the Rockets beat Heritage Christian Academy. That's a school out of Hopkinsville. And when you go almost 2 years without a win in anything, it creates a mental challenge. Of course, there are physical challenges as well, but they found a measure of relief with that win, and we're very proud of Coach Kenny Jackson and his crew. They won the basketball game here at Rocket Arena, 68-48, so a very resounding win, 20 points. It was close early, and they pulled away late in the game with some just incredible play. A few guys to give a shout-out to. Braden Poindexter had 24 points. That was a career high for him. J.J. Jones came in off the bench and really he came off the bench. He may have started, but I believe he came off the bench. But he scored some key points early, some baskets, made a couple of three-pointers. And then later in the game, of course, Brady Dayberry had a big game. Some big baskets all the way around, and great defense played by the Rockets to get that win. The first win now in 703 days. And, those guys nowadays, they practice year-round. And conditioning and in the weight room and, practicing their skills. And, when you put that much effort into something and you're not rewarded for a couple of years, it certainly says a lot for the personal integrity and grit of these guys to hang in there and finally come up with a victory. So congratulations to the Rockets. Now their reward will be playing one of the best teams around, Lyon County, on Friday night in the semifinals. But nonetheless, they got off the schneid, so to speak, and got their win. So proud of them. The Lady Rockets play tonight over at Dawson Springs in the girls' side of the tournament, and they will take on Lyon County, a team that took the Lady Rockets into overtime earlier in the season. Lyon County is a really, really good basketball team. Of course, our Lady Rockets are ranked number 25 in the state now, according to Max Preps. But Lyon County has beaten some really high-caliber teams this year and, again, took us into overtime. So big game, a small gym over there. So if you're going to the game, get there early. There will be a game prior to that as Caldwell County takes on Livingston County. So, I don't know how they're going to get everybody in that small gym over there, because it will be a packed house when Lyon and Crittenden County play tonight. That's a 7:30 game. Well, kind of getting sports out of the way early for you because of just some big things going on in sports right now. Some of you outdoorsy folks, your deer archery hunting season is coming to a close. That's the longest season, I guess, in sporting. It comes in early September and goes out January 19th. So next week they'll hang it up, and that goes for turkey bow hunters as well. And the local duck season will end January 31st. If you're a coyote hunter, of course you can hunt at night right now. That goes through March 31st. And dove hunters that have been out for the final segment of the dove season, it ends January 11th, so just in a few days. And one last tidbit of sports, congratulations to Caden Howard, Crittenden County senior receiver, who was named to the all-purchase area football team. That is a an all-star type team selected by the Paducah Sun and coaches around the region. It's just an honorary title that he will carry. There's no all-star game, so to speak, but congratulations to Caden Howard and also to Paducah Tillman's Avery Thompson, the son of former Rocket coach Sean Thompson, who went to school here during his grade school years, and he was also named to that team. I'm going to take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with news.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
You know, I stopped by Round 2 a few days ago and went through and was just kind of looking at some of the stuff they have there. A lot of children's clothes, toddlers and young children, and even have some sports equipment, cleats and things for these kids that, you know, you go buy a new pair of cleats and, man, they're expensive, or a new child's dress. They have Round 2 type clothing, very nice stuff. I mean, it looks like it's right off the shelf at some boutique, and it's full of options for you, all sorts of colors and styles, and they have clothing for men, women. So right now is a chance to go in and buy one, get one free over there. That's right next to Mike Crabtree and Danny Stoner's barbershop, right across from City Hall. It's in that small building there on the east side of Main Street. So check out what Katrina has over there. Really a big inventory. So check her out. Well, it looks like we're going to get some rain maybe later today into tomorrow. Even the possibility of some storms. We could sure use some rain. Folks, it's drier than most people realize out there. I kind of pay attention to how much water that you see in ponds. That's big for farmers. And right now, these ponds are not full. And we got to get them full this time of year, because when you get into the summer around here and fall, it's dry as a bone. And it's been dry as a bone this winter, really. Just some very low rainfall totals. December was the driest in Crittenden County in a decade, at least a decade. I don't have records back farther than that, or at least not at my fingertips. I keep up with the weather and have for several years, and I have pretty accurate records back for at least 10 years. But you know, we only had 1.5 inches of rain in all of December. Now, that's way below the 10-year average, which is almost 4 inches. So just not getting much rain. When it does rain, the greatest rainfall on a single day last month was about a half inch. You know, usually in December, you get a lot of soakers, and then, you know, sometimes you have some snowfall following or prior to some rain, but the moisture level is really pretty low out there, and this is, you know, the burn ban is off. The state's wildfire season has expired. That expired on December 15th, so you can burn anytime during the day now, but you still need to exercise some incredible caution, because it is still dry. I hear the leaves crunching out in the woods there next to my house. I can hear the deer walking and the turkeys and coyotes and everything else. You see a lot of my pictures, I'm sure, that I put on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, I've gotten a whole bunch of views on this issue of the feral hogs down in Land Between the Lakes. Of course, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife put out a statement Well, no, I take that back. It was Land Between the Lakes Association folks put out there. They are in partnership with some other outfits that are going to try to begin an effort to eradicate those hogs. I should say it's been going on, but this is a time of year they get out and do that. And there's oddly no public hunting for these wild hogs that are just multiplying like crazy down at Land Between the Lakes. So they're becoming a real problem. They're a nuisance, and they're going to go out and exterminate them. I think they even use helicopters and all sorts of means to try to limit the number of those wild hogs down the Land Between the Lakes. But you can get on our Crittenden Press Facebook page and join that conversation. A lot of interesting comments about that. People would like to be able to hunt them. You know, our Facebook page is getting well over 2 million views every 4 weeks. So we are accepting advertising on our Facebook page. If you have something you want to promote to get the word out, whether it's a business, a service, or an event coming up, give us a shout and we can get you on there and expose your message to a large number of people. Now I'm going to take another short break and hear from H&H Home and Hardware, and we'll be right back.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
You know, Shanna West is always doing some innovative things down at H&H. That's just a fun place to shop, isn't it? And they are putting in something very unique next door there, beside of their new lumber area. It's in the old, I think the old office part of Rock, what was Rocket Tire, before they left and have moved down to the other end of town. And that, of course, that building is going up, and they'll be in service here very soon there at the four-way stop. But Shanna, and by the way, it's Shanna, not Shana. You know, I talked to her about this because I always get it confused, and she said, well, just remember, Shanna rhymes with banana. So now I don't call her Shana anymore. I know a lot of Shanas too around town, but they're going to have some like classes, some do-it-yourself type classes there, maybe in the evenings, where folks after work can go and learn how to make crafts, maybe, and do things inside your home, or you know, some projects that you're working on and would, you know, would like to roll up your sleeves and do it yourself. So pretty novel idea there next to H&H Home and Hardware. I always give kudos to Shanna. She's got all sorts of innovative ideas, and love to see what she's coming up with next. So keep your eye out for that. And some really, really good local news. We always like good news, don't we? Sometimes we tend to gravitate to the bad stuff probably more than we should, but when you're in the news business, we have to deal with both good and bad. And this is a breath of good news. In 2025, Crittenden County saw zero traffic fatalities. Zero. That doesn't happen very often, folks. In fact, over the past 20 years, that's only happened 2 times. And 2025 was one of them. Prior to this past year, going a full 12 months without a traffic fatality was in 2022. There were no traffic fatalities. Typically, you know, we average around 2 or 3. You know, I go back to 2007, there were 5. In 2010, there were 5. And then in 2023, we lost five people here in traffic fatalities. And, you know, when you're in a small community like we are, you have five fatalities in automobile wrecks. That touches a large segment of our population because we're all so close and a lot of us are related. So, you know, it is a wonderful time to celebrate the fact that last year we have gone a full year without a fatality. And, you know, I really credit some of that maybe to the new Highway 641 because it's wider and safer between Marion and Fredonia because, you know, we have had accidents down on that end of the county, a lot of, you know, fatal accidents. And then out on the curve at Rosebud, which is a notorious place, you know, they've put up a lot of signage in recent years and have no skid pavement there now. And, you know, it seems like I very seldom hear of an accident out that way now. When used to, every time the scanner would go off in the office, it was, I don't know, ever, you know, once out of every four or five wrecks were right out there in those curves at Rosebud. So things appear to be safer. Now, our bridges are out, maybe because most of our roads are closed now because we have so many bridges out. I don't know if you follow that, but Kentucky has a real problem right now. It's a very pervasive problem. It's all across the state, not just in Crittenden County. But we have so many bridges that are out. You know, right now we have two state roads that are out down on the Dam 50 road and then out one out in the Glendale area. Now, those are supposed to be open very soon, but they're still closed. The work is running behind schedule. And there's a county road out on Mexico Road near the Upright Silo. Everybody knows that landmark. That bridge is out, but the county has gotten a grant to proceed with replacing it. But the state just announced this week that another one out on Highway 506, right at the Crittenden County and Caldwell County line, is getting ready to close. Well, in fact, it closed yesterday and will be closed for quite an extended period of time, probably through April. And again, that's on Highway 506 right at the county line, and that is a state highway. But the good news is they're getting these bridges replaced and getting the weight limits back up to where they should be, because when they find problems with these bridges, it means they go and post it with a lower tonnage. You know, a 3-ton bridge, you can't drive an emergency vehicle, a farm vehicle, a school bus can't legally cross those. So it's creating a real significant problem for a lot of folks, you know, that have to consider the safety of these children and then the farmers. And, you know, it's illegal to cross those roads at that point. So, you know, they have to make alternative arrangements to go around them. So that's going to be a wrap on this morning's news program. I appreciate everyone tuning in. And if you get an opportunity, give me a shout. I would like to get a little recording and play you on the show, telling us about how much you enjoy listening. I have one right now, in fact. So we'll close out the show with this.
Hey, this is Larry Davidson. I enjoy the podcast every week.
Well, we appreciate Larry and everyone else who listens in. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.